Title: Brake Swing Shaping in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. All right, let's get into brake swing shaping for drum and bass in Ableton Live 12. This is the stuff that takes a break from yep, it loops to okay. That groove is rolling and nasty, without losing the forward punch you need at 170 plus BPM. The big idea today is that swing in modern DNB happens on multiple levels. We've got the global feel, which is like the overall push and pull. Then microtiming, which is you deciding which exact hits get to be late or early by a few milliseconds. And then transient and envelope control, which is basically how the hits speak, how long they hang around, and whether the groove feels tight or smeared. By the end, you'll have a two-break drum loop, one main break that carries the funk, a secondary top loop that adds air and motion, and then clean kick and snare layers that stay stable underneath. That swing hierarchy is everything. If everything moves, nothing feels groovy. So we're going to choose who gets to move, and who stays locked. Step 0, session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great middle ground for DNB. Fast enough to feel real, slow enough to hear the pocket. Now create these tracks. Two audio tracks. One called Break A and one called Break B or tops. Then two MIDI tracks. Kick layer and snare layer. And add two return tracks. One called Drum Room and one called Parallel Crush. Why separate everything? Because the break is the funky layer, and your kick and snare are the anchors. You want the break to dance around the anchors, not drag them around. Step 1. Pick a break and warp it correctly. Drag a break bead into break A. Go into clip view and turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode. Complex Pro is a safe general choice. Beats mode is often better for breaks, if you want the transients to stay sharp and you want more control. If you're in beats mode, set preserve to transients, and set the envelope around 70 to 90 to start. You're basically telling Ableton, keep these hits punchy, don't melt them. Now, super important, find the true downbeat. Don't guess. Zoom in and locate the actual first kick transient of the loop. Right-click and choose warp from here, straight. Then check the loop length. Most classic breaks will be one bar or two bars. If your loop length is wrong, everything you do after this will feel like the groove is fighting itself. Quick coaching note, bad warping is the number one reason people think swing doesn't work. If the break isn't aligned to musical time, the groove pool will just exaggerate the wrong timing. Step 2. Lock the anchors before you add swing. Even if you love the vibe of raw breaks, most modern DNB still relies on stable kick and snare anchors. That's how you get the relentless part while the break provides the funk part. On kick layer, drop in a drum rock. Pick a punchy kick with a short tail. Program a basic pattern. Kick on the one, which is 1.1. Add an optional second kick depending on your vibe. Maybe on 1.3 for more drive, or quieter ghost pickup around 1.2.3 if you want that rolling momentum. On snare layer, drop in another drum rack. Pick a solid snare or snare clap combo and place it on 2 and 4. In a one bar view, that's 1.2 and 1.4. Here's your rule. The anchors barely move. We'll swing the brakes more than the kick and snare layers. Tier 1 elements, like the layered snare on 2 and 4 and your main kick, do not get shoved around much. That's your spine. Step 3. Start with groove pool for fast swing shaping. Open the groove pool. Grab a groove like swing 16-55 as a starting point. In DNB, grooves that affect 16ths usually work better than 8-note swing, because the detail is in the fast hats and ghosts. Drag that groove onto the break a clip. Now tweak the groove parameters. Set timing somewhere between 30 and 60%. Start around 45. Set random low, like 4%, just to keep it from sounding copy-pasted. Velocity around 10% is a great starting point, because it adds movement to the break dynamics without wrecking the punch. Bass should usually be 1/16th. And notice what we are not doing. We are not grooving the kick and snare layers yet. Let the break lean. Let the anchors stay. Checkpoint. It should feel like the break starts to roll, but it shouldn't sound like it's late and sloppy. If it's turning to mush, reduce timing, reduce random, or go back and check the warp. Step 4. Commit the groove, but do it safely. Once it's close, duplicate the clips so you keep an uncommitted version. Then commit the groove from the groove pool. Now the timing changes are baked into the clip. This matters because now you can do surgical edits. No hidden groove engine will keep moving things underneath you. Step 5. Microtiming, the pocket sculpt. This is where the DNB drummer mindset kicks in. The feel often comes from what's late versus what's early. Solo break A. Listen for the main snare hits on 2 and 4, and listen for the little notes leading into them. Ghost snares. Tiny hat ticks, little pickups. Here's a practical nudge starting point, and yes, we're talking milliseconds. Keep the main snare basically on grid. If you want aggression, you can even pull it slightly early, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, not 20, 1 to 3. This is snap, not flam. Then take a couple of ghost notes and push them late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. That late ghost gives you that laid-back, rolling feel without dragging the whole rhythm. And for any kick transients inside the break, tighten them toward the grid so they don't flam against your layered kick. If you hear that papery double hit effect, that's a flam. It kills weight. Workflow tip inside Ableton. Use fixed grid at 1/16th to select sections and keep your sanity, but when you're actually nudging for microtiming, temporarily go grid off so you can move in tiny increments. And as you do this, always nudge relative to landmarks. Extra coach trick. Mark your references first. Identify the first kick transient, the main snare transient, and the most important hat pulse. Think of them like three reference clicks. If those are stable, you can shape everything else around them without getting lost. Step 6. Split the break into lows and tops. This is one of the biggest upgrades for modern DNB, because it lets you keep low end clean, while letting the highs do the funky swing illusion. On break A, add an auto effect rack. Make two chains, lows and tops. Put EQ8 on each. On the lows chain, low pass around 180 to 250 Hz. On the tops chain, high pass around 180 to 250. The exact number depends on the break, but that range is a solid starting point. Now you can treat them differently. Tight lows, loose tops. That's the formula. Step 7. Tighten the lows, loosen the tops. On the lows chain, add transient shaper, the Lev 12 stock device. Start with attack plus 10 to plus 25, sustain minus 5 to minus 20. You're basically making the low hits speak quickly and get out of the way. If your break has boomy low tails, add a gate after that. Set the threshold so it closes right after the low transient. Don't overgate it into a click, just trim the mess. Add utility and keep lows centered. If your utility has bass mono options, great. Otherwise, just keep that low chain mono-ish and stable. On the tops chain, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then add auto filter, with a high pass around 200 Hz and just a touch of resonance. This isn't about removing lows, you already did that. It's about giving the tops a bit of life and movement, and you can map the cutoff to a macro for quick arrangement changes later. Teacher note, you are shaping perceived swing here. Swing is not just timing, it's also the way transients pop, and how long they ring. Shorter lows plus lively highs equals fast and clean at 174. Step 8. Add break B for air swing. Pick a second loop that's mostly hats, rides, shakers, or just a noisy top break. Warp it the same careful way. Now apply a different groove, or the same groove with different amounts. Try timing around 20 to 40%, and random around 5 to 12%. Then high pass it hard with EQ8, somewhere around 400 to 800 Hz. This is a texture layer, not a body layer. Pro move. Make break B slightly ahead of break A by a few milliseconds. You can do this with track delay. Try negative 1 to negative 5 milliseconds first. The tops feel urgent and pulling forward, while the main break can feel slightly laid back. That push-pull tension is extremely DNB. And another coach note. Track delay is a macro pocket tool after you've edited the clip. If you need huge offsets, don't fight it with track delay. Go back and fix the clip timing. Step 9. Glue the drums together without killing the swing. Group all your drum tracks into a drum bus group. Then add a light bus chain. Start with glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not crushing here, we're just making them feel like one kit. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch very light, boom very careful. In DNB, boom can step on your subspace fast, so use it like seasoning. Then a limiter just as a safety net catching peaks, not smashing the groove. Important. Too much bus compression flattens transients, and transients are what your ear uses to perceive timing. If you overdo it, you can literally erase the swing you worked on. And when you slash B, do it at matched loudness. Put a utility at the end of the drum bus and level match. A slightly louder loop almost always feels better, even if the groove is worse. Step 10. Arrangement. Make swing evolve across 16 bars. A good roller isn't static. Even if the pattern is basically the same, the perception of swing can change over time. Here's a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4. Filter the tops of break A a bit so the swing is less obvious, like it's teasing. Bars 5 to 8. Full break A plus break B. main roll. Bars 9 to 12, reduce break a groove amount slightly, or thin out a ghost cluster, and add a fill. Bars 13 to 16, bring groove intensity back and push the parallel crush for hype. If you didn't commit your groove, you can automate groove timing. If you did commit, you can automate track delay slightly, or automate the top's level and filtering, so the swing becomes more or less audible. Parallel crush return setup. Saturator with 6 to 12 dB drive, soft clip on. Then a compressor with fast attack, medium release, heady gain reduction. Then EQ focusing on 1 to 6 kHz, rolling off lows. Blend that return quietly, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. The trick is excitement without blurring timing. Extra sound design upgrade. Add a gate after the distortion and compression on the return. Key to the tops. That keeps the crushed texture from smearing your microtiming. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. Warping wrong. If the downbeat is off, your swing will feel drunk, not funky. Swinging the kick and snare layers too much. You lose punch and the drop stops hitting. Over-randomizing. Over 10 to 15% random can turn fast ENB into flam city. Too much bus compression. Flattened transients equals flattened groove. Ignoring phase and flams when layering. And for that last one, here's a very practical check. When you're layering, throw utility on the break and temporarily set it to mono. Then try phase invert left or right. You're not doing this as a final mix move, you're diagnosing. If mono suddenly gets thin or your punch disappears, your groove problem might actually be phase cancellation from tiny misalignment. Zoom in and align the transients of your layered kick and snare, and suddenly everything hits harder. Advanced variation ideas, if you want more control, try a dual groove strategy. Tighter groove on break A, looser groove on break B tops. Then make break B's groove velocity higher, so it breathes without dragging the core. Or go deeper. Slice the break to a new MIDI track using simpler slice mode. This audio version is shortened for playback.